Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Coverings in Las Vegas, first day of the show, and I'm with Joe Lundgren, a tile industry expert. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks for having me.
You got started in this business as the head of marketing with Dale Tile. Now you've been a consultant in the business for how many years now?
It's been just about 15 years now. It's been a journey.
Traffic seemed a little light today. The TC&A side or the North American side seemed a little busier than the imported side, right?
I would agree with that. I think the way they had the setup with the registration, it just naturally everybody flowed in there. And traditionally, people try to get into the TC&A pavilion first because it was definitely soft on the Spanish and Italian side. But traditionally, we always rebound back. So I think we'll see the people that are arriving here on today, Monday, show up to the show tomorrow. And then we'll have a good flow of people who are in the TC&A pavilion today, shifting over to the Italians and the Spanish and the Turks. So I think it's going to be a good turnout.
So what's the latest news in the tile industry? Let's start with imports. We've heard recently that imports were down, but you know they're probably chasing numbers that were inflated last year because people wanted to ship products in prior to the tariffs. Is that what you think?
I think you're exactly right, Kemp. I think the best way to sum up imports is be aware of the unknown. And what I mean by that is since 2019 and we went into COVID, we have not been stable since then. There's been something, whether it's a war, the Ukrainian war with Russia, and now we have the Iran conflict going on. It's been something continuously where previous to 2019, we did not have hiccups in our supply chain with imports. And we need imports. They're 70% of what we consume over here in the United States. And we need that material over here. But it's difficult for distributors to pull the trigger with so much unknown going on with imports at this time.
Consumption on the residential side, it continues to be soft. We've got this Iranian conflict, mortgage rates have gone back up, and people building houses are waiting to see. We're not seeing a whole lot of movement on the consumer side, are we?
Not at all. And people are asking me, what do I expect for 2026 and into 2027? 2026 is going to be flat. I don't think we'll see any increase. If anything, we'll see it on the remodel side. And it's not from existing home sales where we traditionally see it. We'll see it from the people who say, hey, I don't want to give up my 2.9% interest rate and go buy a new house at a 6.5% interest rate. I'm going to remodel my current home because I have the funds to do so. So I think we're going to see a little bit of a blip, but that wouldn't be something that shows up in the indicators we traditionally look at, like the lira and those type of things. While it measures a lot, it's not that piece that it measures. So that's why I always say it's important to look at consumer sentiment out of the University of Michigan. That really tells us a big story on how people are feeling.
And it's low right now. It's somewhere in the 50s.
Yep.
So the one big beautiful bill passed. And so we may get a little stimulus from that, right?
Yeah, depending upon the little pockets that he put in there. Obviously, there's no tax on overtime. I think tips also was in the big beautiful bill. But also there's things where companies can, and I heard this morning, where companies are able to write off equipment much faster. So we see that happening, a lot of people investing in equipment, just because they'll be able to depreciate it a lot quicker with the big beautiful bill. So there's some pockets in there that will give us some bumps. Question remains to be seen how big that's going to be.
Well, I know one of the things you do is you write a report, you walk around and you look to see what's going on from the visual trends, and you have a good eye for what sells in this country. Tell us what you're seeing out there.
And I like to say I have a good eye. A lot of the neutrals, the United States, obviously, we're always looking on the hard surface side for those neutrals. So our marbles, our concretes, the limestones are the very popular looks that we see out there. And what's interesting is how factories are being challenged. While they know this, they have to improve the technology. And that's what we see going on with a lot of the glue and grit that's going on. You'll hear the 3D term used a lot. So you're seeing a lot of things that previously were done with punches that drove cost up on manufacturing, all done with the inkjet now. That makes it much easier to manufacture. So the technology is getting better. We're still in that neutral slide, though, with the white, beige, and grayage. And then in the wall tile side of things, we see the Zellige really taking off, and there's all levels of Zellige looks and wall tiles that I see out there.
All right, let's talk about this technology for a minute. There was 4 guns and then 8 guns and then now 24 guns. The number of inkjet channels that are able to not only put color on tile, but also texture. Seeing some linens out there, you have to go up and touch it. I mean, that technology, I think that's the biggest story this year is how they're starting to learn how to use all this new digital printing technology.
Oh, without a doubt. And also, the ones that are really adventurous are using some of the traditional equipment, like the Rotocolor from System, where they'll have 4 and 8 heads, sometimes 16 heads, before or after a product when it gets an inkjet application to try and give it more texture. And also what they're trying to do is differentiate from everybody else, because inkjet's given us the capability to really mimic one another much easier than we have in the past.
We've mentioned this conflict in Iran. You were telling me there's 80 tile factories in Iran. I'm wondering if we're not bombing them.
No, I don't think that's on his agenda at this point in time, but you never know. But yes, they have quite a supply of ceramic tile factories, probably not, like you had said earlier, at the same level that we see our 12 floor tile factories in the United States able to produce. But yes, they are a tile producing country.
So per capita, again, we talk about this every time we talk, but it's 9 square feet per person in the United States. Is that improving at all?
I don't see it really moving. I'm thinking at this point in time, it's going to be a population thing that changes it, because obviously we see a big challenge. Carpet's still holding strong, and obviously we have LVT out there. A big thing about LVT is people are starting to see the failures on LVT, so we see some of that business coming back or shifting into other type of hard surface products. So I think in the right application, that's a good product, but in a lot of the applications that it was specified in, it wasn't, and unfortunately that hurts their industry.
So as we said, this is the first day of the show. I know you're out here for the whole week. It's good to be with everybody. Everybody seems to be pretty positive, right?
Yeah, you know, and that's a good point you bring up, Kemp, that people are walking around positive because there's been so many years of just flat and not a lot of growth. We're poised for it. And what I think really happened, and especially on the distributor side, is it's making our distributors better business people because they're learning how to do things when they're forced to do things. And so, unfortunately, in some cases, that might mean making the team a little bit leaner, but also improving their supply chain, improving a lot of things. So when we come out of that, they're going to be poised to really grow and grow profitably.
One last question. There's still no word on that India anti-dumping case, right?
That's correct. And at this point in time, it's a wait and see game, because for distributors, do I want to make that jump and bring in something from India when I just don't know if I can be replenished with it once that whatever happens, happens. So I think there is some cautiousness that people need to have when they're looking at India, without a doubt.
Okay, Joe, it's always great to be with you. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Joe Lundgren, an industry consultant, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.